When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me ask you a simple question. Have you ever noticed that you always find things in the last place you look? Okay, it's kind of a joke, but it's true, right? So, today I want to talk about the difference between being organized and disorganized. So, organized or disorganized? That is the question. That's my inner thespian, by the way. But the key thing I want to talk about is organized people get more done. And they tend to be saner. Did you know that the average person spends 2.5 days per year looking for lost stuff? And I bet you it's even higher if you think about all the things we're going to talk about today. Now, if you add that all up, that equates to about 60 hours of time. Now, if you charge $100 an hour for your services, and think about that, if you have an organization, some people may charge $20, some people may charge $2,000. You know, if you add all of that up, what is it adding up to in lost revenue in your business? If you had 20 people in your company on an average of $100 an hour, that would be $10,000 a month, or $120,000 a year in lost income just trying to find things. So I think it's worth our time to sit here and look at a few tips that maybe can help you get better organized in your day-to-day work. And there are four key areas I'm going to talk about. Number one, organizing your email. Number two, organizing your passwords. Number three, organizing your paperwork. And number four, organizing your workspace. Let's start with your email. The average person has about 8,000 emails, and a lot of them are just sitting in the inbox. How many do you have? Probably too many. I know at this moment I have way too many. Now, one of the things that I do is I spend time every single week, usually on a Sunday when I have some downtime, and I clean out my email inbox. Now, one of the things I do to prep for this is I have folders. I have a folder structure inside my email program. And of course, I make sure my email is backed up daily. So when Sunday comes around, I feel pretty comfortable I'm not going to lose anything important. The first thing is I go through my email and I look for everything I can just delete. Junk mail, things I don't need, maybe replies or a thank you. Also, it makes sense to just unsubscribe from stuff you're not reading. You can always resubscribe later. The next thing to do is file it. Create those folders I mentioned and put it into those folders. That way you have access to it if you need it again to remind you. It can get a little complex, especially if there's email threads, but you can always go to that company, that person, that project, whatever it is, and at least find what it is that you're looking for. And then the last thing that I do is I leave it in my inbox. But I start, and when I start, what it's saying is it has now become a to-do. And I will go the next week and make sure that anything that has been starred has been done. And then it will either get deleted or filed. The second thing that you can do is organize your passwords. One of the things that just drives me crazy is I call up a client and I say, okay, let's get started. I need the passwords to your domain name, your hosting, your WordPress website, your theme, anything associated with the project. And what I hear in the background is this. You know, they're fumbling with paper and they've written everything down on a piece of paper. And they say, try this. And it's like, okay, and was that a 7 or a 5? You know, it's like they can't even repeat it. And you're sitting here trying to type it in. You say, no, that doesn't work. Damn it. You know, and you go back and forth and forth and back until eventually you have to reset the password and get them to get a new one. And it just becomes a nightmare. So the bottom line is, organize them. Make sure that you have all of your passwords stored digitally. Now, there are two programs I recommend. The one that I use is 1Password. I like it because it's on my phone, it's on my laptop, it's on my desktop. And you can store those in the cloud and they are encrypted. The other one is LastPass, and I've used it for a while, but I just basically landed on 1Password. I don't care what you use, but you want to have them digitally. You certainly don't want to store those passwords in your Google Chrome browser because that can get hacked. You don't want to put them into a spreadsheet because that can get hacked. So you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself, but you have access to them. The third piece is to organize your paperwork. Now, I'm a less and less paper-based business, but I still have some. And one of the things I use is Evernote. I use Evernote to write my notes. That way they're sitting in there. I can search them. I can find them. The other thing I've done, which I've talked about before and I won't dig into, is the Remarkable Pad, where I can write down notes from meetings and go find those again. But if you have a lot of paper sitting on your desktop, the easiest thing to do is just get a scanner and scan them and turn them into PDFs and put them into file folders, meaning on your computer. Or if you want to, print them out and put them into file folders in your filing cabinet. That way you can have them digitally on your computer and, you know, in paper form if you still like that kind of stuff. The last thing is to organize your workspace. Basically, declutter. Now, just by doing the papers thing, you've made your life a lot easier right there and then. But what other junk is sitting around your desk or your workspace that really doesn't need to be there? One of the things I like to do every single year is just go through my bookcase because I get tons and tons of books. And I don't keep them all. So what I'll do is I'll donate them to a local library or to a resale shop. At least somebody else can get something out of them. So find a way to declutter your workspace as best you can. So hopefully you enjoyed those simple tips that will help you reclaim upwards of an hour a week. And if you really think about it, you probably spend more. One of the things it does, it helps you to work smarter. And the second thing that it does is it helps you keep your sanity. Finally, if you have a staff, create a program, train others, and get everybody on the same page.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.